Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment from our Sunday morning service, and we would love to have you join us Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right on the corner of Fisk Boulevard and Dixon Boulevard. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church, and we teach the living Word of God. That's what you're going to hear. You're not going to hear the doctrine of men. You're not going to hear about pastor's latest vacation. You're going to hear the Word of God so that it can change your life. So Celebration Tabernacle Church is a great place to be, and we hope that you will join us a Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Because we always say, Diane, I am here today. Mm-hmm. To receive a brand new, this is it.
Yeah.
We are here, we say our church on Sundays, if you come. Mm-hmm. We are here today to receive something,
brand new
from God for my life. Mm-hmm. Therefore, my life will never be the same. That's it.
Yeah.
That's our church.
Yeah, just like we need physical food from day to day, we also need spiritual food. You know, so often we think, oh, well, I went to church last week, or I went to church last month, or I'll go, you know, for Mother's Day or whatever. And we're not seeing the importance of it. More so than we crave physical food, we must begin to crave the Word of God so that we can be spiritually strong in order to do each and everything that God has already equipped and entrusted us to do in the earth, because time is not getting any longer. Time is getting shorter. So that urgency is intensifying to do what God has called us to do.
Okay. So vision from God has his divine backing. So since the vision is from God, we should cultivate what? The right attitude. Mm-hmm. So, once we know that this plan that is now revealed to me, because in Proverbs chapter 29, it tells us that where there is no what? Revelation, the people are cast out. Mm-hmm. So, when I know that what I'm seeing right now and hearing right now is a revelation from God for my life, then I also know it has God backing in it. Mm-hmm. And since it has God backing in it, that should change my attitude towards it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a saying, your attitude determines your altitude.
Yes.
That's just one of those sayings.
Yes.
Your attitude determines your altitude. So when God is saying, when he is telling us something, we must have a good attitude toward it. We must consider the Word of God, because so often we just turn our ear off and we say, that's not for me.
Yeah.
That's for somebody else. No, that is for you. If you feel that erupting on the inside of you and you're looking at something and you're like, no, something ain't right about that, that's because the solution to that problem, that issue of the world, is on the inside of you, and it's looking for a way to come out and to be applied onto that area of industry or that area of life where you are being drawn to. So the solution is on the inside of people. How does God get solutions into the earth? Through people. How does God move money in the earth? Through people. How does God network resources in the earth? Through people. So it's people in obedience to God. And a lot of times you see in the Bible where there was a person who was in obedience to God, and then they come in contact in the same situation with another person who is in obedience to God. And as they come together, they're able to bring forth the totality of the picture, what God has showed them. So there's multiple accounts of that. It talks about it with Paul and Ananias. They will both get a directive from God. It talks about it with Peter and Cornelius. They're both getting a directive from God. It talks about it with Elizabeth and Mary. They're both getting a directive from God. And when they come together, then it brings forth the totality of what was spoken by God. So there is many of us who God is working through, each and every one of us to be exact. And there's different people that you are to connect with in order to bring forth the vision. There is people help available onto you. And sometimes we feel like we're just all alone and there's nobody to help me. But when you begin to continue to speak about the vision that you have written down, that you're working to bring to pass, when you begin to speak about it, it will link other people to you, will draw other people to you that have the insight, that have the resource, that have the network in order to take it further than you can by yourself.
So attitude is very important in carrying out the vision for your life, and because your attitude and your thinking, they're going to work together here. So right thinking will produce right attitude. So when my thinking is right, my attitude towards the thing will be also right. So thinking plays a very important role with my attitude. Mm-hmm. So the Bible says, as a man what?
Think.
Mm-hmm. So is he. Mm-hmm. So what we're thinking will produce who we really are.
Exactly. And that's even true with other aspects of life. It's even for your own well-being and for your own spirit and all. If you have a negative attitude, how could things possibly go right? But if you have a positive attitude, then things are going to come to pass and everything will go the right way. But they're always saying, oh, it's not going to work. You have to have a positive attitude in everything in life.
You build whatever you, when your attitude is right, your belief system is right.
Amen.
When your belief system is right, your attitude is right.
Exactly.
So go ahead, Diane.
No, I was just going to say those things right there, those components, thinking, attitude, belief, those are free.
Yes.
There's no cost. There's no financial cost. Sometimes we say we don't do certain things because we don't have the money or we don't have the budget. Those things are free. It's free to think. It's free to have a right attitude.
Yeah.
It's free to believe. And those things, those abilities cannot be taken from us regardless of where we are in life. The person who is sitting in a jail cell has the ability to think.
Yes.
They have the ability to have the right attitude. They have the ability to believe right. The person who's sitting in the highest penthouse with the biggest bank account has the right to think, has the ability to think, to have the right attitude, and to have the right belief system. These things cannot be restricted. The only one that restrict them is we, ourselves. We restrict it. But other people, doesn't matter where you are geographically located. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman or what your denomination is in your church or what your ethnicity is. You have the right to think.
Yeah.
You can have the right attitude and you can believe rightly. There is no limits or restrictions by man on that.
Okay, newsflash. If we wait until we're to be happy and to have a good attitude, until everything is the way we want it, you're not going to be happy. Mm-hmm. So it's a choice. Mm-hmm. Our attitude and being happy is a choice because we can't wait for everything to be our way because you'll never be truly happy.
You never get any task accomplished except you first what? Believe.
Mm-hmm.
You never get any task accomplish except you first believe. So that's why we use those three, your thinking, your belief, and your attitude is what get the job done. Mm-hmm. And they all have to be in sync.
And it has to be a choice.
That's right. You make the choice.
Absolutely.
You make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Habakkuk says, in Habakkuk chapter 2, he says, write the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make, he has to make the choice to write it.
Mm-hmm.
Write the vision. And he tells him what to do with it. Why you should write it. That you will what? Run with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You write it. Mm-hmm. Now you got it. Mm-hmm. Your attitude is right. You can't run with something if your attitude isn't right. Mm-hmm. So you have to have the right attitude. And you can't write something that you haven't met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to meet the thing first to write it. You know? And writing that vision now, or write that purpose mm-hmm. for your life. Your life has to have some purpose, some meaning. Well, what are the plans for what plans? You know, even you ask your kids, because I asked my kids when they were growing up, what do you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I don't know. Okay, I take it because they're small.
Mm-hmm.
But they another year tuck onto their life, I ask them again the same question. What do you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. There's a plan.
Yeah.
There's a direction for their life, where the course that they're going to take, the course that they are going to take. I remember my granddaughter at 4 years old in basic school.
Mm-hmm.
She was graduating 4 years old from one grade.
VPK.
VPK. Yeah, that's it. She was graduating. And she write what she want to be. She says, I want to be a doctor when I grow up. That's it. And it looked like, that's crazy. She's going to change 100 times along the way. But now she's 19 years old and she's doing neuroscience.
Mm.
She stick with it.
Because
she was just talking to me. She says, oh man, I'm going to have 4 years, then 2 years, then another 4 years. Yeah. She was telling me, mm-hmm. I'm going to be in school a long time
mm-hmm.
in order to achieve mm-hmm. her goal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all written out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all written out because she said, I got to do some intern, some practice, and it's going to be about 3 years of practicing in my field.
Mm-hmm.
So
make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you